We will open the committee to hearing House Bill 1118, which extends the time period during which previous driving while intoxicated convictions may be considered for determining subsequent offenses. Representative Abdullah, welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. I'm here speaking on behalf of Bill 1118, in support of Bill 1118. I feel this is a very necessary bill. Presently, South Dakota law allows the courts to go back 5 years into records for purposes of sentencing on DUIs. The surrounding states, Minnesota, Iowa, both have a 10-year law. Nebraska has a 12-year law. One goal is to bring the state up to the surrounding states, but more importantly, statistics say that every time a person is arrested for drunk driving, he or she has driven drunk 400 to 500 times. A person's driving drunk, going back 10 years, indicates to me they're probably a habitual drunk driver. In 1999, nationwide, 38% of all alcohol-related crashes involved alcohol. In South Dakota in 41.3% of the people killed were alcohol-related. In the year 2000, the first 9 months, 43.2% of the people killed in South Dakota were alcohol-related. With the increase in South Dakota above the national average and increasing every year, it seems to me it's time that we take some steps to curb the DUI and the habitual drunken driver. I also state that I was opposed to the DUI dropping down to 0.08 because I don't feel that that's a big factor in our alcohol-related accidents in the state. In my past life, I spent enough time on the highways and witnessed a lot of the drunk driving accidents and a lot of the fatalities and injuries. And I should mention also that the South Dakota beer wholesalers and the South Dakota alcohol beverage industry has no position and does not oppose this bill. However, it is supported by the South Dakota Sheriff's Association, the South Dakota Chiefs of Police, South Dakota Highway Patrol, and the South Dakota State's Attorneys Association. The real purpose of this bill is to allow the courts to go back 10 years, like I said, for purposes of sentencing. That's not to say if, and there but for the grace of God go any of us, that somebody might have had a DUI 9 or 10 years ago when they were young and wild. And all, however it could be used against you, the courts can have that discretion if this law is passed, and I don't think they would. I think what the courts want to do is to target the violent drunk driver that's out there driving drunk, has been for 10 years, and continues to drive drunk. Those are the people that we gotta get off the highways and the streets of South Dakota. I'm not concerned with the first offense or even the second offense, but the third and fourth offense are the types of people that should not be allowed to drive on the streets and the highways of the state and should be dealt with severely by the courts. I think it's time we get serious about the drunk drivers in South Dakota, the habitual drunk drivers, and I would ask your support of House Bill 1118, and I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you, Representative Abdullah. We will be holding questions until testimony has been completed. Further proponents of House Bill 1118.
Members of the committee, my name is Dick Thiessen. Chair seems short today.
Maybe it's me.
My name is Dick Thiessen, and I am a registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Sheriff's Association and the South Dakota Chiefs Association. Representative Abdallah is correct when he says that both of my associations have elected to support this legislation. I asked them what was one of the most plaguing problems they have out there, and they tell me that it is the constant repeat offender of DUI. These people are very often uninsured. They contribute to that problem in our state. And I think that looking back 10 years may be helpful in allowing the courts to do more about this. I also asked them about the .08 and learned that what they see is that these offenses typically are .24s, they're .30s. I mean, they're not the .08. They're the person who's coming in with extremely high blood alcohols. And for that reason, we support this bill. We think that it's a good step. I know that one of the things that has always been an issue in this legislature in the 20 years I've been here, well, not 20 because we didn't pass mandatory auto, compulsory auto insurance 20 years ago, but we did it probably 15 years ago. And since then, the uninsured driver has been an issue. More often than not, we find these people who are the repeat offender frequently don't have insurance as well. So we think this is a good step forward. We hope you'll support it and allow the courts to look back that far.
Thank you. Further proponents of House Bill 1118.
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Chuck Schroyer on behalf of the State's Attorneys Association. We also support the bill, and I would like to make one other comment along the lines of what Representative Abdallah mentioned with regard to the way this practically can work. A state's attorney still has the discretion as to whether to charge the enhancement, in other words, to allege that there were these prior offenses. So even though they can go back 10 years, doesn't mean necessarily that they always will. But we think this is a good tool. It's a bill that's passed before, had a few problems getting into law, but we certainly would support the concept, and we'd ask you to give this favorable consideration. The state's attorney here in Hughes County, Mark Smith, is here and would like to comment just on a local thing. He can give you a little story that just recently happened about a similar circumstance and how this might affect that those cases.
Please come forward. Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. My name is Mark Smith. I'm the Hughes County State's Attorney. And as we were looking at this bill today, I was talking to Mr. Schroyer and others that are proponents of the bill, and I commented that this morning alone, while I was in the office before I came here, I charged out 5 DUI charges against people that had been arrested by police officers or sheriff's deputies in the last couple days, and every one of them had DUIs in the 5 to 10 year range, and none of them had DUIs in the 0 to 5 year range. And all of them were above 0.19 and above blood tests, almost twice the legal limit or higher. The people that it's a danger to everybody around to have people that are drinking and driving and continually drinking and driving and not learning from prior dealings with the law enforcement and the courts, and we think, and I think, that this would be a good bill to help give a tool to not only law enforcement, the prosecutors, but the court to be able to look back 10 years rather than 5. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Further proponents of House Bill 1118. Any further proponents? Welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm Representative Tom Hennies. And I don't want to repeat what everyone has said, but I urge you to pass this bill. Those of you who have been here in the past know that this was one of my issues for the last 2 years, and I think it's very important. The bottom line on this has always been that we're holding an arm over somebody far too long, or we're picking on people. And I would just ask you to recall this. The only person we're picking on is the drunk driver. because it doesn't do anything to those who don't drive drunk again. But if they drive drunk again, we're going to hold them responsible for it. I don't know of any other felony that comes off your record automatically in 5 years. And this does. This would make it to 10 years. And I tell you that our records show that people drive 300 times before they are apprehended and for drunk driving. And if you multiply that out by the third offense, then we have a minimum of 900 times they have driven drunk before they're caught. So I would just urge you to support this bill. It's a good bill and should have been passed a long time ago. And thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Any further proponents of House Bill 1118? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to proponent testimony and open it for opponent testimony to House Bill 1118. Any opponents to House Bill 1118? One last time, any opponents to House Bill 1118? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to opponent testimony and open it for committee questions and answers. Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. If I could ask Mr. Smith to come back and answer a couple of questions for me. You know, when I was a kid, Mr. Smith, there was just DWI, driving while intoxicated, and now I hear a lot of DUI, driving under the influence. Right. So if I could ask you, sir, a couple of things. First of all, do we still have the two offenses, DWI, DUI? And there was mention about the .08. Is there an option for you, sir, as the state's attorney, to charge someone with a different offense, or if there's a .08, are they drunk driving just as the .19 or the .30?
First of all, the only offense is driving while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage, driving or actual physical control of a vehicle while under the influence of an alcoholic beverage. Some people call it DUI, some people call it DWI. I guess I call it DUI just because it's driving under the influence. There are several subsections to that law. One says that if you're driving under the influence, one says that if you're driving with 0.10% by weight of alcohol in your blood or more, that would be a separate offense. When I get somebody that's got a blood test, for example, of a 0.19, I will charge them out with driving under the influence and driving with 0.10 or above as alternative counts. But to answer your question, I think there's just one offense.
Representative Olson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Smith. I appreciate that response. What I'm trying to find out is who goes to the penitentiary. I mean, you talked about the 0.10, mm-hmm. and it's my perception as a layman that if you're 0.10 or above after a certain number of offenses, you're penitentiary bound. And if you're less than that, you perhaps could still be charged with driving under the influence if you're weaving and that sort of thing. Is that a true statement
or
not?
Right. Driving under the influence, there are certain signs that an officer has to see before he can stop somebody, investigate whether they're driving under the influence. A first offense is a Class 1 misdemeanor, punishable by a year in the county jail, $1,000 fine, or both. A maximum of that. A second offense is still a Class 1 misdemeanor but has higher penalties with regard to license revocation. A third offense within 5 years, as it is now, is a Class 6 felony. And a fourth or subsequent offense within that same period of time, I believe, is a Class 5 felony. And so the only ones that could possibly look at penitentiary time is somebody that has had three or more offenses within that time frame. Now, There are people in the penitentiary, both the women's and men's penitentiary, who are there because of driving under the influence. Typically, at least in my experience, the people that are in the penitentiary for driving under the influence are not people that are there. This is their third offense. It's for people that have three within the last 5 years and maybe three or four before then. They've been through treatment four or five times. They got, you know, those types of things. Typically, at least in my experience, as I said, that it's not just you don't go on your third offense necessarily. It's possible, though. I mean, that's the maximum penalty.
Representative Napoli.
Thank you. I have a couple questions, too, and I guess I'm just trying to get it right in my mind how this is going to work. Presently, right now, if a person is charged with DWI you go back 5 years to find out if they have any priors.
Right.
If they have any priors, then they're charged for a second offense or third offense or...
Actually, it's a two-part process, sir, where they're charged out with DUI or driving under the influence. And then if there's a prior offense, they're charged in what's called a Part 2 information. It's set out in law, which alleges those prior convictions. So when a person goes, if a person goes to trial, they only go to trial on whether they're under the influence originally, and then that decision is made. And then they have to face the Part 2 information that says this is your second, third, fourth, whatever offense. So it's a two-step process. So they, theoretically, a jury would not know that it was a third, fourth, eighth, 12th offense or whatever it might be. They only know that it's on January 31st, 2001, this person was driving, we're alleging they're under the influence. A second part, if the jury decides or the person pleads guilty to that offense, then they make a decision on whether the judge then makes a decision on whether the prior convictions exist. So it's actually a two-part process.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Napoli.
That probably didn't help any, I'm sorry.
You're right. It didn't. But I'm going to give you one more shot at it, okay? So what will you gain by moving it back 10 years? Tell me the scenario that you're going to gain by moving it back to the 10-year period.
Well, people that have prior convictions right now, you can only look back to 5 years. Now, a person may or may not have a prior conviction within that time, but may have, and in lots of cases do have, prior convictions in the 5 to 10 year period back before the offense. And so that's what we're looking for, is that it should be not just the 5 years, but it should be up to 10 years. And then in other states, like Representative Abdallah mentioned, other states around us have 10-year, 12-year look-back periods to determine whether a prior offense is should be counted against the person.
Further questions from the committee? Representative Brown.
I have a question also for the state's attorney. I'm somewhat familiar with, because I've watched it a couple of times, as I have a family member who's a deputy state's attorney in Pennington County. You have this initial first appearance where you're meeting with, on behalf of the state, with these individuals and sort of going over different options that might be available to them. Would this additional 10-year period give you greater flexibility in working with those individuals to, in that initial process?
I'm sure it would. It'd give more of a, it'd give us something else to talk about if we could look back 10 years rather than 5 years.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Jaspers.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I know when this issue's come up in the past, one argument that I thought had some validity in the fact of going after the habitual or the repeat offender is the part that I'm in favor of this bill. The one concern that has been brought up, though, in years past is how about the individual that this is their first offense and, they're not going to be a repeat offender and it's going to be on their record for 5 years. In the respect with insurance rates, and what is changing this from 5 years to 10 years due to insurance considerations for those individuals that maybe are the one-time offenders? And I don't know if any of the proponents of the bill have any comments on that.
Are you directing that question to anybody specifically?
And just if anybody cares to comment or whatever. I'm just asking if anybody.
Representative Abdallah, would you care to address Representative Jasper's question?
Mr. Chair and members, first of all, where is he? First of all, that record.
Did you notice that everybody moved when you asked that question?
First of all, that record stays. That DUI stays on his record for life anyway, so it doesn't automatically erase after 5 years. All this bill says is that they can go back 10 years for purposes of sentencing. The fact that you had a DWI 10 years, 10 years ago, it's still on your record. As far as the insurance, as I understand it, the insurance company can only go back 5 years by law. So that protects you as far as raising your insurance premiums. However, there's another side to that. If you've been driving drunk for 10 years, periodically for 10 years, I think your premium should go up so the rest of ours don't.
Thank you. Further questions? Representative Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to just follow up with Representative Napoli's question to Mr. Smith, I believe. These five people that you charged are DWI, and you indicated you'd gone back or 5 years and there's nothing. But if you'd gone back 10 years, there would have been something. So what, and I realize it gets into sentencing, but could you give us for instance as to what difference that would make as far as sentencing would be concerned?
Sure. For example, if somebody was arrested for DUI now and had no prior DUIs in the last 5 years, but had maybe two DUIs in the period of time between 5 years and 10 years, right now under the current form of the law, we could charge a first offense DUI, they'd be facing a class one misdemeanor under the, even though it would be their second, third, fourth, whatever DUI, under the current, or the way this would change it, it would make that a felony just like it would be if it was inside the 5 years. And so there would be quite a bit of difference in a person like that.
Further questions from the committee? Representative Michaels.
Mark, I thought, I'm just looking here, I thought a second offense was a class one.
It is a class one.
Oh, okay. So
it's just, the only thing that changes on a second offense is the license has a higher premium on your license.
I just wanted to clarify, it's a class three that's the six.
It's the third offense that's a class six.
Yes. Felony. Yes. Thank you.
Further questions from the committee? Seeing none, I'll close the committee hearing to question and answers and offer Representative Abdullah 2 minutes if he had any additional comments he wanted to offer. Thank you, Representative. And I'll open the committee hearing to discussion and or action by the committee. Representative Brown.
I would move due pass House Bill 1118.
Representative Brown moves. Representative Jasper seconds. A due pass motion on House Bill 1118. Any discussion on the motion? Representative Olson.
Mr. Chairman, just a quick comment. I'd just like to thank Mr. Smith for answering our questions. I'm sure he came up to give 30 seconds of rah-rah support for the bill, and then we grilled him, and I'd appreciated his responses.
Thank you, Representative, and thank you, Mr. Smith. Any further discussion on the due pass motion? Seeing none, the motion before the committee is a due pass motion on House Bill 1118. Those in favor of this motion shall say aye. Those opposed, nay. And the secretary shall call the roll.
Brown.
Aye.
Blumall. Donovan.
Aye.
Vicarious.
Aye.
Wensky.
Aye.
Hansen.
Aye.
Jaspers.
Aye.
Junkie.
Aye.
Michaels.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Napoli.
No.
Peterson.
Aye. Motion passes. Thank you, Representative Abdullah.